listener production.
Hey there, Paige Busher with your Eastern and Wheatbelt local news. Here's what's making news Wednesday, November 30th. Shocking footage has emerged of an armed robbery in Boulder, with the suspects still at large. The CCTV vision shows the two men allegedly threatening staff on the Brackelman lunch bar with an axe and hammer, demanding cash. Anyone with information is urged to contact Crime Stoppers. Nurses say their wage dispute won't be fixed even if their union is deregistered. The Australian Nursing Federation is facing potential suspension by the Industrial Relations Commission, among the reasons defying orders after last week's strike. The ANF's Janet Ray says the fight heads back to the commission this afternoon.
Apparently a conciliation conference. So unless the government has a better offer than what they've currently got on the table, there won't be much talking going on.
Mining companies have responded to a state government report looking into sexual harassment in the industry. It's released the progress of the Enough is Enough report, looking at ways to create a safer space for women. CEO of the Association of Mining and Exploration Companies, Warren Pierce, says a number of programs have been created.
Outlining ongoing training requirements, and indeed ourselves at AMEC are working on an exploration reference package, which will essentially provide an on-the-ground tool for exploration and small miners to implement practices around sexual harassment.
To local sport, the Olympians show no sign of slowing down in Kalgoorlie basketball. The side came through with a win over CBC last round, their fifth consecutive victory of the season. The score 96-5 by the final buzzer. If there's a story you'd like us to consider, send us an email at walocalnews@sca.com.au. Want more local news? Get free breaking news about our community. Download the Listener app, search for your area and subscribe now.